Well, you could be hearing all this and perhaps for some members of the family it's almost as if we're talking about someone else. How can we have a great saint in the family? All these people are talking about him. We didn't know where he was for the last 30 years. Should have been here. Sorry. I mean, from what Govardhan here was saying, locking people in vans seemed to be one of his hobbies. Sometimes spiritual life does tend to spirit you away and you get completely covered. It happened to me, it happened to him. He may not have been the best son or brother or father, but the sacrifice made to the entire world. But anyway, I would like now to call upon Tribhuvana's brother. He does actually have family members. And I call upon Jim, Tribhuvana's brother, to come in. Do you sing?
We used to sing in the choir in Longford. And I suppose it took us near to the angels, we thought at the time. I'd like to thank the Hare Krishna for making such a beautiful, perfect send-off for Tom Tribhuvana, as known as well as Kevin. His two daughters are here, would like to thank you too, I'm sure, and their mother, and Ms. Shirley as well. It is a shock. He's the one person that wouldn't go. He's the youngest brother. Well, one of the youngest brothers of our family, apart from Peter, he's actually the youngest and the baby of the family. And it's always been ironic that each temple I used to go to and each place I used to visit, that he would be so revered. Because really, I knew behind Tom's mind all the time, it was food. His life, I suppose, would have been basically started about food, like all of our lives did start with food and nourishment. And I shared, I think, the same taste in food as he did. So every opportunity I got, I used to visit wherever Tom was, wherever he stayed, whatever temple. And with the risk of having to have a mattress on the floor or some different kind of accommodation, it was an absolute adventure. The thing is about Tom, I as his older brother, second eldest brother, only, I think like you all of your own family, you only see them really as when you remember them, when you first remember them. And I would like to just share this one memory I do of Tom. The very first time I remember Tom as actually existing was, I think we were coming out of the house in Athlone, and we decided to raid a friend's house because his mother was out. So we were going to do a raid, like we did quite a few raids around the houses of food. Because it was seven of us in the family, including Peter, who was the baby at the time, who's here now. And the thing we all had is about how to get something besides spuds, something a little different. We didn't know it at the time. We really didn't know this is what our life is about. We thought it was about going to school and washing yourself and getting ready and being very well behaved. But really it was about adventures. And one adventure, the earliest I remember, because I often thought I should tell someone this, you know. So the earliest one I can remember was when we were coming out of the house and we were coming next door to a friend's house. We got the all clear, mum was out, right, in we get and raid the larder. Well, we went straight in, I always remember we went straight for the kitchen and I heard this noise behind me. I don't think Irene was there, it was a far too respectable raid for Irene. But it's the two brothers, we were there and I looked around and I saw Tom and I swear he had something in his mouth. And there was this lovely big bowl of fruit on the table. And he didn't realise it was made of wax. And honestly, I think we had a bit of difficulty on engaging him. He's got a wonderful set of teeth ever since. I thought if he didn't have, we would have been in trouble. So it was certainly, I suppose, an anecdote to what you all feel about him. I still comes back. And I think we used to go to different temples and he'd ring bells. And I still don't know to this day what ringing a bell means. But I do know we went to great difficulties I think it was up in the Himalayas, somewhere up there. I had lost my passport. I had to go back down, the usual thing, to go back down, hitchhike back down to the last place we were in, and we got back up, and the first thing he did was ring a bell. And the high altitude too, it was really hard to even sustain that. But he seemed to be running around everywhere, and I thought, it must be. And to this day, I wondered what he was filled with, but he definitely was filled with whatever it was, I think, since I first remember. It's not a thing he got from Hare Krishna, not just that. I think that Hare Krishna gave him an outlet for what he wanted to give, you know, and he just had this amazing usefulness he wanted to give everyone. And the other thing was, of course, he took it away from his family. I mean, from his family, I think the downside is too, he wasn't around, and you'd see him once in a blue moon. I'd see him maybe, even though I wanted to keep in touch with him, I still only saw him once a year, maybe twice a year. Then I had great difficulty in keeping up with what was going on in the spiritual world. I did find out very quickly, but I would like to, just to round off, because it's a long day, and it's really a very, very emotional time. I would personally like to be, because I've always, every temple I go to, I'd say, I'm Tribhuvanath's brother. And I still am his brother, you know, I'm still introduced as Tribhuvanath's brother, and it took me a long time to learn the name, but I got used to it eventually. Otherwise, I'd never got a free meal as quickly. And I knew once I got there. And I learned, of course, as a layman, I learned the magic word of Prasadam. And I'm really, personally, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to Hare Krishna. I'm grateful to the early years. And I mostly remember the early years of what Tom was about. And he was very much bohemian, into poetry, into other things, and I think we did meet on one very young, we did meet, and he said to me at the airport when we were saying goodbye, he was trying to tell everyone else, his old mates and muckers that helped him out in his festivals, that, you know, this brother of mine, he actually introduced me to Hare Krishna, and I thought, well, that's a surprise, suddenly. I didn't know. And he said, because he was into Buddhism, and he thought, well, there must be more to life, there must be a very interesting things, and it's very interesting today hearing how he got into Hare Krishna, because I never knew how he got into it. I never knew that I don't know how anyone ever gets into anything. There's a lot of things to talk about, karma and cause and effect, different things you do, why you do something, and it's still a mystery why I never did, because that's just as much a mystery as why I never did and why I did, because there's nothing about the Hare Krishna I don't like, except maybe I could never wear the tablecloths. But I was just one of the other things. I said, "How do you wear them?" And he spent the whole evening before in Vrindavan. It's a very serious affair, so I had to keep out of a lot of things. And definitely, I wanted to know how they all dress, how you all dressed up, devotees, in your robes. I know how Buddhists do. I can fold the Buddhist robe, but not the Hare Krishna robe, or is it a vinyasa? Is it the name of the religion before Hare Krishna, the further back?
Vedic.
The Vedic. I learnt all these names off to him. Could never. The Hare Krishna seemed to be the fun side and the singing side, but there was always the very serious side of it. And this was one of the things I found, it was actually folding, how to fold a dhoti, or how to get it right. And he would show me, before he'd go out of the room to go into the temple to do all this pujas and whatever it was that they were everyone doing, before the evening always came last, but to do that, he showed me how you fold your robes, and how different devotees at different stages actually wore different, and how it was, and it was a wonderful, I had wonderful experiences with Tom about that, the very practical side of it too, and he was strict too, I think he was, probably everyone felt a bit of his discipline as well, and he was, but as a little brother, he was definitely, you saw, he was what you saw. As far as that term is, I am what you see. There's nothing more. And that, and I think with Tom Tribhuvanath, and as he was known as well as Kevin, he you got what you saw with him. And I didn't think I was ever going to speak today. I've never stopped, so thank you very much.